This edition of the Generations Radio program originally aired in 2016. For additional shows on hundreds of topics, search our archives at generations.org.
Welcome, friends, to the Generations Radio broadcast. Kevin Swanson with you today, and we're going to talk about the Great Commission on this edition of the program. Jesus commissioned us to disciple the nations, and that project is very much involved. It's more than just teaching the four spiritual laws and gaining converts and then moving on. There's a great deal involved in discipleship, and we're going to talk about how ordinary people can engage these things as well. It's not just for pastors and missionaries. It's for everybody. And certainly we need to see more leaders in the culture, engaging the culture and discipling nations. And that's really the vision of this new organization. This organization has been around for a while, but now it's gone national. It's called Pinnacle Forum. The president is Guy Rogers, and he joins me now on the Generations broadcast. Guy, it's good to have you with us today.
It's my pleasure, Kevin.
Guy, what a great vision to draw people into. It's, you know, I think a lot of people want a practical faith where they get up on Monday morning and they want to, you know, be servants of Jesus. And it's not just for pastors and missionaries. This is for everybody. It seems to me that your mission probably should really ring true for a lot of folks out there who want to really get out there and engage the culture for the Lord.
Well, Pinnacle Forum's motto is transforming leaders to transform culture. And the inspiration for this was Dr. Bill Bright,
okay,
who I'm sure many of your listeners know. You know, he's Campus Crusade for Christ. I mean, there's so many people who were touched by what he did over the course of his lifetime. And about 20 years ago, he brought together a core group of influential leaders in the Phoenix area and challenged them and said, there's a lot of great churches in America. There's a lot of great parachurch organizations, and yet we continue to see our culture declining. Of course, that was 20 years ago. Imagine what he'd be saying today.
Yeah, right.
And his message to them was this: God has gifted you not only with time, with talents and treasures and giftings and so on, but with influence.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to. He challenged them to steward their influence, to steward the giftings they had, to work with other Christian leaders to impact in a constructive way their communities so that we could see a more flourishing culture, a culture that more was honoring to Christ,
mm-hmm,
throughout what he called the seven mountains of culture. I don't know if you ever heard the description of the seven mountains of culture, but business, arts and entertainment, mm-hmm, media, government, family, religion, education.
Yeah.
And these are the primary pillars of society.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, let's look for leaders.
Yeah.
Let's look for leaders we can network together to encourage them, to equip them, and to empower them to be change agents in the culture. And not just do what you said earlier, which was rely on just the people who are quote-unquote in ministry.
Yeah.
But make your life your ministry and your work your ministry.
I know so many businessmen who just resonate to that message. They want to be involved. They want to be faithful servants for Jesus. They just, you know, don't want to be sitting around making money for themselves. They want to impact culture as well. Do you give them a good means to bring that about? Do you give them an avenue to go?
We do.
To do that?
We do. And the primary avenue, or the medium, if you will, of what we do is through our confidential forums, hence the name Pinnacle Forum.
Okay.
We have about 75 forums around the country. The number of people in them, there's a few women's forums, mostly they're men's forums right now, and the number of people in the forums range anywhere from a handful up to about 10 or 11, and the purpose of the forum is to bring together leaders who are peers in a safe, confidential place where they can develop trusting, vulnerable, authentic relationships with other Christian leaders. Kevin, this is a real big problem in leadership generally,
mm-hmm,
especially high capacity, high influence leadership, and certainly in Christian leadership.
Well, you feel alone.
People who are...
You feel alone.
Go ahead.
You feel alone.
Exactly. It's exactly right. It's exactly right. And there's a lot of reasons for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I looked at this opportunity about 15 months ago, I thought it resonated with me because I have been in leadership in a number of areas of the culture, and you only have to be betrayed a few times,
yeah,
and you figure out, wow, who do I trust?
Mm-hmm.
And so we provide, through this forum experience, a place where Christian leaders can come together, lock arms, build those relationships, and have that kind of experience that, in a sense, the disciples had with Jesus.
Well, I think,
you know, that sense of living this out, living this faith walk out with a handful of others.
I think people want to maximize their impact, whether they're in business, culture, arts, media. Everybody wants to maximize impact. Is there anything wrong with that?
Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I think the scriptures are really, there's really a message in the scriptures about us striving for excellence.
Mm-hmm.
Excellence not for the purpose of satisfying our own egos or for the purpose of building our own kingdoms, but excellence that does honor to Christ. And whether you're a person who owns a business, whether you're a person who is in a medical profession, whatever it is your vocation is, we, part of our witness and thus our impact in the culture around us should be to be the best we can be for the purposes of honoring Christ.
Yes.
So that's one of the things that we try to help happen through these forums, is to build that personal growth, hence the first part of the motto, transforming leaders, that personal growth, that growth in Christ. And then from that, helping our leaders discover and apply what it is their unique calling is with respect to impacting the culture around them. And so we have a strategy we call the 4E strategy, encourage, equip, engage, and execute, that we apply through our forums, so that this is not, it's not just a men's group or a women's group. It's more than a Bible study. It is a place where we have specific goals in mind, personal growth, spiritual growth in Christ, for the purpose then of living out as a more effective, empowered change agent for Christ in the culture.
Your byline, Guy, is transforming leaders to transform culture. In your experience over the time that you've worked with Pinnacle Forum, what sort of transformation do you think needs to happen to the leaders that they might be able to maximize their impact in transforming culture?
It really varies, but let me give you a few examples.
Okay.
The first is, as a result, I think, of some errors in evangelical Christianity in the better part of the second half of the 20th century and coming into the 21st century, there has been a lack of equipping of Christians generally, let alone Christian leaders, with respect to, I don't have a bifurcated, segmented faith. The way you mentioned pastors and missionaries, I can remember years ago when I was a young Christian hearing the call, if you really want to serve Christ, be a pastor or missionary.
Yeah.
Well, implicit in that is a message that says, if you're not doing that, you're a second-class Christian. You know, and that type of thinking has really both implicitly and explicitly disempowered us as Christians to be in the market, in the world around us, outside the walls of the four walls of our church. So one of the things we do through Pinnacle Forum is to address that head on. Say, wait a minute, your work is your ministry and your ministry is your work.
Mm-hmm.
No more of this separation that says, I'm in ministry over here and I work over there. Mm-hmm. If that were true, if every Christian was called to be, quote, in ministry that's separate from the world, then no Christians would be working outside of being pastors and missionaries. How could that possibly work? And certainly from a body of Christ perspective, when you think about it, it falls far short. So that is one area. Another one would be just encouraging Christian leaders to then find, what is it that God has really equipped you to do within the culture around you? There's what I call a poet theologian. His name is Frederick Buechner, and he has this great quote. It says, the place that God calls you to is the place where your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meet.
Wow.
Yeah, when you think about that, I mean, I believe every one of us has a unique call, just as we were uniquely created, to be fit into this bigger puzzle of what the body of Christ should be to the world around us. And there is something remarkable when you see anybody who's a Christian, and in our case, those who really are in a high level of leadership position, to find out what that is and then begin to understand how they can live that out. There's tremendous purpose in that, tremendous fulfillment in that, in terms of servant leadership.
Guy, have you seen examples in which this has worked its way out, where folks have grown into becoming these cultural leaders?
We have, and I could give you several. Here's one that probably many of your listeners will recognize if they've seen either of the God's Not Dead films. I don't know if you have, but God's Not Dead and God's Not Dead 2,
yes,
produced by a company called PureFlix. Uh-huh. Their offices are here in Scottsdale near where ours are. And there's a story behind how PureFlix came together vis-a-vis Pinnacle Forum. One of the four co-founders got involved with Pinnacle Forum about 12 years ago or so, as I understand it.
Okay.
And at that time, these four men were looking at launching this company called PureFlix. And as a result of this individual's involvement in Pinnacle Forum, he got encouragement. There was assistance in terms of pursue this vision. And it even got to the point where when they were actually looking to finance the distribution of God's Not Dead, the Pinnacle Forum partners put up millions of dollars to help finance to get that out. Now, there's no credits out there to say, look how Pinnacle Forum played a role in God's Not Dead.
Yeah.
And yet, from both the visionary aspect and the creation of the company and then the distribution of this first film, just a small example of how Pinnacle Forum leaders impact others and are impacted themselves in terms of affecting the culture around them. Other stories, cities like Modesto, California, where Pinnacle Forum partners have been involved for like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
20 years ago, it was listed as one of the worst cities in America to live.
Hmm.
Today, on every indice of quality of life, from educational, graduation rates, crime, and so on, the city is vastly improved. Now, we in Pinnacle Forum don't claim to take all the credit for that, even most of the credit for that, and yet our leaders have been intimately involved in all aspects of the culture there to help move that community in a different direction from where it was 20 years ago.
Guy, what can business leaders do, guys with monies? They want to impact their own communities. What do you focus them on doing in those communities?
Well, one of the things we try to do is to get them to think beyond the just write a check to a ministry.
Right.
And that's obviously a big part of it.
Although we like an occasional check from time to time to our ministries.
Of course. And God gave you success, gave you financial success in business in part to advance the kingdom.
Right.
And so, of course, that's a big part of it. But we really try to encourage our leaders, especially those who are in the business community, to look for ways in which they can actually leverage their relationships for bigger gains and impact than simply writing a check to an organization.
Okay.
And so what happens is, in the ideal situation, is you take a business leader. Of course, they've got this network of other people they work with, and this business leader says, you know, we need to do something about education. Well, here in Phoenix, one of our Pinnacle Forum partners is involved with an organization called Elevate Phoenix. And what they're doing in the inner city urban schools with respect to at-risk kids, it's phenomenal. So, yeah, he's written some checks, I'm sure, but he's done more than that. He's gone beyond that and brought people together, created collaborations, created alliances. And that's the kind of thing that when it happens, you look at it and go, it wouldn't have happened had people in leadership initiated these things and pushed that ball ahead to address the problems that they're in their community head on.
You know, I see how folks can get involved in politics. They can get involved in sitting on boards of nonprofits. Even if the nonprofits aren't distinctively Christian, they can still have something of an influence on these boards. And I see that happening often. And I think a lot of times our leaders just need a little push and encouragement in that direction. One of the things I think it does require to live the Christian life is faith. You know, it's that whole thing of stepping out, raising the rod, and hoping God parts Red Seas. I mean, that application is everywhere. How do you encourage men to just engage in faith?
Well, one of the vulnerabilities of walking in leadership alone is that lack of encouragement, that lack of accountability to others, that lack of people helping to prop you up. You know, Kevin, I believe that one of the enemy's most powerful weapons against us is isolation and discouragement.
Mm.
It's very disempowering when you look at the world around you and you see the enormous number of problems, and we have them, you know, you could spend a whole hour talking about them easily in America today. And so you look at them and go, what could one person do? That's exactly what Satan wants us to think. What could one person do? So in the even, and that's true of even in the case of successful leaders. I mean, we have individuals in our organization who have $100 million companies who by every measure have been successful leaders and effective, and yet then they look at all the other problems of the culture and they feel isolated and disempowered.
Exactly.
So just bringing them together in these forum experiences with others, that in of itself creates a climate, a stew, if you will, that helps them, each of them, you know, iron sharpening iron, so and encouragement to step out and actually do something about what they're seeing in the world around them.
Hmm.
And, you know, it's really oftentimes just as simple as that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
and leaving the consequences to God. I mean, you know, sometimes we think, oh, this will never produce anything. Well, how do you know that? You know, Moses could have said the same thing when he raised the rod. You know, raising rods typically don't accomplish all that much. But if we just in faith believe that God's going to bless and look to God for his blessing, then that's really the key, I think, to almost anything we do. Of course, businessmen typically know how to take risks. When it comes to kingdom risks, oftentimes, you know, we got to be pushed more, you know, in the area of our discomfort zones. And then we have to trust that God's going to bring about the results. I think prayer is a huge part of that. Do you incorporate that into your forums as
absolutely.
Well?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. Yeah. As a matter of fact, when I assumed this position a year ago, I started a monthly two-hour video conference call with our chapter, our local chapter executive directors. And the first resource I wanted them to go through, we did a study together, was a book titled Prayer, The Timeless Impact for High Impact Leaders, or The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders,
mm-hmm.
by Dave Early. And what it because here's another problem with being in high energy businesses and leadership is the busyness. The busyness.
Yeah.
You know, my days are so long and prayer becomes an afterthought.
Yeah.
If prayer's an afterthought, we're accomplishing a fraction of what we could be accomplishing.
Amen.
In our walk with Christ. There's just that's just
Amen.
Fundamental, and I think we all know it.
Yeah.
We just don't necessarily live it very well.
Right, right. Well, Guy, we're out of time, but I really wanted to introduce you to our listening audience because I think you have a great vision here, and I'd encourage people to pinnacleforum.com for more information on this. We have a number of folks that really want to maximize their impact for the Lord, wherever they happen to be. And so we'd encourage you to some of the resources that PinnacleForum.com provides. Guy Rogers is president of Pinnacle Forum. He's been our guest on this edition of the Generations Broadcast. Guy, thanks so much. Appreciate you. And God bless your program there.
Well, thank you, Kevin. If they go to the website, we have an info at PinnacleForum.com. They can send us an email, find out more. Those come to me. I'll respond to them.
And you have been listening to the Generations Radio Broadcast. If you'd like to interact with the radio program, email me directly at host@kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.